Hi there, this is DJ Dead of the World. You are listening to The Elastic Retreat. You can only catch this show on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahoo.net/9000. Make sure you turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spfradio.yahoo.net for schedules, archives, playlists, and much, much, much more.
This is Charles Bukowski reading from his own stuff. Buffalo Bill. Whenever the landlord and landlady get beer drunk, she comes down here and knocks on my door. I go down and drink beer with them. They sing old-time songs, and he keeps drinking until he falls over backwards in his chair. Then I get up, tilt the chair up, and then he's back at the table again, grabbing at a beer can. The conversation always gets around to Buffalo Bill. They think Buffalo Bill is very funny. So I was asked, what's new with Buffalo Bill? Oh, he's in again. They locked him up. They came and got him. Why? Same thing, only this time it was a woman from the Jehovah's Witness. She rang his bell and was standing there talking to him, and he showed her his thing, you know. She came down and told me about it, and I told her, why did you bother that man? Why did you ring his bell? He wasn't doing anything to you. But no, she had to go and tell the authorities. And he phoned me from jail. Well, I did it again. Why do you keep doing that? I asked him. I don't know, he said. I don't know what made me do that. You shouldn't do that, I told him. I know I shouldn't do that, he told me. How many times has he done that? I asked him. Oh, God, I don't know. 8 or 10 times. He's always doing it. He's got a good lawyer, though. He's got a damn good lawyer. Who'd you rent his place to? Oh, we don't rent his place. We always keep his place open for him. We like him. Did I tell you the night he was drunk and out on the lawn naked and an airplane went overhead and he pointed to the lights? All you could see was the taillights and stuff, and he pointed to the lights and yelled, I am God, I put those lights in the sky. No, you didn't tell me about that. Have a beer first and I'll tell you about it. I had a beer first.
No, I lie. down.
No charge. This babe in the grandstand with dyed red hair kept leaning her breasts against me and talking about Gardena Poker Parlor. But I blew smoke into her face and told her about a Van Gogh exhibition I'd seen up on the hill. And that night when I took her home, she said Big Red was the best horse she'd ever seen, so I stripped down. So I think on the Van Gogh thing they charged 50 cents.
Well, Ben. building.
Has this, yes, oh yes, smart girl too, but she eats too much and married this son of a bitch, bought him all his furniture, and then he disappeared for 3 or 4 days, packed a gun and smuggled dope. Oh, mother, she'd tell me, you don't know how I suffer. He hasn't been home in 5 days. Well, they got him. He's doing time now and never writes. And she just eats and gets fatter and fatter. But such a smart girl. She works for Standard Oil. She's got this hair lip, but you'd never know. She talks just as good as... She talks just as good as you, or you, or...
I wish
At the mercy of a boil on your ass in the middle of the night, felt with fingers after some obscure and sweaty dream. God, a big one, runs deep. And what's that next to it? Twisting in dirty sheets, madness sheets, starvation sheets, suicide sheets, thinking, I have no job, no social security, no health insurance, no automobile insurance, no automobile, no life insurance, no life. Just the pleasures of this craft. I'm free. Neither fame or obscurity. Reaching again with the hand. Terribly large lump could be, oh, no, sleep. Jog tomorrow, jog 5 miles past the ladies walking dogs. Think of nice phrases. A tower full of worms. Oh, no. Open the windows, it's hot in here.
Push away those baby blues. See, I haven't seen you smile in a little while. Haven't seen him smile in a little while.
Cosmos and tears. I've known some crazy women, but the craziest was Annette. It seems the crazier they are, the better they lay, and what bodies they give them. Annette always lived with the Chinese, but you never saw them. That's what scared you. Even the mafia is scared of the Chinese. Where's the dragon kid? That's all right. He knows you're all right. You sure? When they put the X on you, you might as well forget it. I told them you were all right. That's all they need. Annette had incense burning, all sorts of charts and weirdo books. She always talked about the gods. She had a direct line with the gods. You've been selected by the gods, she told me. Okay, babe, let's make it then. Not right now. I want you to try this secret soup I've made.
Secret soup?
Yes. Eat it, and you will inherit many of the forces of Earth and Sun, the entire cosmos. I went in and ate the soup. Frankly, it tasted all right, though a bit rusty. No telling what the hell she'd put in there. I finished it. I feel like a man of steel now. You've inherited the force, she said. The gods are proud of you. On the couch, I finally got hold of her. Under that loose orange gown was enough woman to kill an ox.
I lived in that hotel in Paris. I slept with all of them. Burroughs, the whole gang. I knew Pound at St. Liz.
You slept with Ezra?
More than any.
Oh, fuck.
Go, she laughed, ahead.
It had been a good soup. Those Paris boys and Ezra had known a good mare. I rolled off. When she came out of the bathroom, she had a bottle in her hand. Began sprinkling me with the contents. Hey, what's that shit?
The tears of the gods.
The tears of the gods?
Yes, the tears of the gods.
I laid there until she was finished. Then I got up and dressed. When can I see you again?
In 2 hours or tomorrow.
I walked to the door.
You walk like a pawn,
she said. see you in 2 hours, I told her.
Freedom. He drank wine all night, the night of the 28th, and he kept thinking of her, the way she walked and talked and loved, the way she told him things that seemed true but were not. He knew the color of each of her dresses and her shoes. He He knew the stock and curve of each heel, as well as the leg shaped by it. And she was out again when he came home. And she'd come back with that special stink again, and she did. She came in at 3 a.m. in the morning, filthy like a dung-eating swine, and he took out the butcher knife, and she screamed, backing into the rooming house wall, still pretty somehow, in spite of love's reek, and he finished the glass of wine. That yellow dress, his favorite. And she screamed again. And he took up the knife and unhooked his belt and tore away the cloth before her and cut off his balls and carried them in his hands like apricots and flushed them down the toilet bowl. And she kept screaming as the room became red. God, oh God, what have you done? And he sat there, holding three towels between his legs, not caring now whether she left or stayed, wore yellow or green or anything at all. And one hand holding and one hand lifting, he poured another wine. Man, if Will Rogers were here, we'd really be good friends, wouldn't we? Yeah. Man, I really hated that son of a bitch when I was a kid. What a false, phony front. Oh, shit. I never met a man I didn't like. Jesus Christ. Now there's a real brain for you, right? Looking toward God. Anyhow, let's get on. Let's get on with the next fucking thing. I'm doing a worse and worse job, but let's try and wrap it out. This one's called
I hate to do this, but you're a pain in the neck. I thought you knew this. You handed me a canceled check. You're so helpless. Your girlfriends think you're a saint. I'll give you a quarter. I'll keep my judgments to myself and not get caught up in the moonlight, reaching out for a rotten egg I don't wanna bake. It's crystal clear your time is nearly gone. Your blessings and do the things that you should. Oh, the has-beens that never had it so good. Stormy weather, the kids are making a racket in the wilderness. The wild lives are so mild, and I get caught up in the moonlight. Reaching out for a rotten egg I don't wanna bake. It's crystal clear your time is nearly gone. Yeah. for a rotten egg. I don't wanna bake. It's crystal clear, your time is nearly gone.
A need for glue, broken into echelons, broken like bits of burnt toast, broken into me, broken into thou, broken, 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 broken into buses going by, broken into ladies in green getting onto elevators, broken into smoke and sleep and no sleep, broken into a wrong number, broken like Alka-Seltzer, broken like a window, a widow, a moth, a mouse, a month, a minute, broken, broken like my mother, my father, my loves, my years, broken, broken like Ernie, like a fish pulled out of violet water, broken like a string, broken like fingers, ashtrays, Christmases, New Year's, broken like a toilet, a bottle, an eye. Broken like men, broken like dogs. The wars and the days and the nights, the cars, the streets, the hedges, broken, the fences broken. The doctor crying on the balcony. The whole city like vomit across the plain. Broken like Marciano, like Napoleon, like Adolf. Broken like a dish, a leg, a tricycle. A man comes to my door selling needles and thread. I send him away on his crutch. Turn back into the room. Find it, broken. The watches and the ways and the faucets. All is terminated.
I was in the throes of all my goat legs. Clip, clip, clop, it was missed to the clock. Will it be the baddie in the belfry? Your witches in a pond? Visit picking image to respond. Listen when the sun kissed up in your tongue. Listen, every little signal has been criminally spun. Then molested by a symphony of bombs and eventually neglected. Here's that asymmetry is one. Fourth quarter, it's infinity to none. Arm hung through the pillory and swung to the hickey and the guillotine at one. Literally calling all heartworms back to the can from whence you came jittery and drunk. Get a grip on the immediate belittling. Triggered from a vitiated brain that could immediate the little things. Stranger danger, can names escape me in a blaze of mango. And the cell shapes fade and cancel. All the rings made of anvils. Superstar a band called the Standstills. Pitter patter ants and the ailers. Animated man hammered in a can shambles. And everybody nuzzled in the bosom of the handlers. Watch, can I get a gambit or not? Not, dang. Finally met us Waterloo and water you. Direct me and they couldn't cut it to. Here's the proof. Not that I need it, only cause I want y'all to have it. Know that to know this. Strictly Shark Tank shit.
To throw with sunstone, frozen lowly, open in the blue it out and open up above my open. Knowing no gods touch with no gods clock. Cut again every time block and then see all my keyholes drop. Stern earnest and the matter of me. Word of ten on in the blast furnace the last and soul purpose berserk to make. Dropping the safe on this wake up awake on the day. Ain't it hell? Cause I don't like taking signature. Is it the business of dead head and custom a bit of a undoing it? Keep out the dreams then it's them and it's back to put your heroes to test and give them something to trace. They feel what we pass here can't get stretched heads. We will touch with the innuable death. Proof of a lot. Do them the ship out of luck. Believe in it. Leave either the mean a reaper a day, either who break free the contract, keep her a dog, pick it in the name of the ant, the seek a vein of the cat, and the weak of doing this through the belief in nothing but justice, death, lust, this, and my pets, it, to illuminate anything that's out of the exit, quit, hush in the thundering you, teeth up, blood out, shock what you're slumbering through, or regret it, know that to know this,
not enough water in the world,
you can buy your time, I'll hunt mine.
I commit to a sequence gesture, side effects of the deep end dementia. I commit to a sequence gesture. I commit to a sequence gesture. Like the quick and apprehended vendor. I commit to a sequence gesture. I commit to a sequence gesture.
commit to a sequence of gestures. Side effects of a deep blend of men. I commit to a sequence of gestures.
Still at it. The curtains are waving and people walk through the afternoon here and in Berlin and in New York City and in Mexico. I wait on life like a pregnancy. Put the stethoscope to the gut. But all I hear now is the piano slamming its teeth through areas of my brain. Somebody in this neighborhood likes Gershwin, which is too bad for me. And the woman sits behind me, sits there, and keeps lighting cigarettes. And now the nurses leave the hospital near here. And they wear dresses that are naked in the sun to cheer the dead and the dying and the doctors. Especially the doctors. But it does not help me. If I could rip them with moans of delight, it would neither add or take away anything. Now. A horn blows a tired summer like a gladiola given up and leaning against the house. And the bottles we have emptied would strangle the sensibilities of God himself. Now I look up and see my face in the mirror. If I could only kill the man who killed the man. More than coffee pots and cheroots have done me in. More than myself has done me in. Madness comes like a mouse out of the cupboard, and they hand me a photograph of the moon. The woman behind me has a daughter who falls in love with men in beards and sandals and berets, who smoke pipes and carefully comb their hair and play chess and talk continually of the soul and of art. This is good enough. You've got to love something. Now the landlord waters outside, dripping the plants with false rain. Gershwin is finished now, it sounds like Grieg. Ah, it's all so common and hard, impossible. I do wish somebody would go blackberry wild. I do wish they would. But no, I do suppose it will be the same. A beer, and then another beer, and then another beer. Maybe then a half pint of scotch, three cigars. Smoke, smoke, yes, smoke. under the electric sun of night, hidden here in these walls with this woman and her life, while the police are taking the drunks off the streets. I do not know how much longer I can last, but I keep thinking, oh my God, the gladiola will straighten hard and full of color like an arrow pointing at the sun. Christ will shudder like marmalade. My cat will look like Gandhi once looked. Everything, everything, even the tile in the men's room at the Union Station will be true. All those mirrors there, finally with faces in them. Roses, forests, no more policemen, no more me.
Introduction to Charles Bukowski. This was DJ Dead to the World with the Elastic Retreat on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahey.net/9000. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spfradio.yahey.net for schedules, archives, playlists, and much more. Make sure to tune in next time.